This conference is being recorded.
Good day, everybody, and thank you for joining our webinar on Dot Insurance. My name is Peter, and I'm the marketing manager of the Trademark Clearinghouse. Today, we are joined by Craig Schwartz, who is the managing director for FDLD Registry Services, and he will walk us through the TLD they're launching in a few days' time, Dot Insurance. But before we start, let me walk you through some housekeeping rules and a general update on the Trademark Clearinghouse. As you will notice, everybody is muted for this webinar. You too can ask questions, but please do that via the chat window. They will either be answered during the webinar or consolidated with a Q&A at the end of Craig's presentation. The recording and the presentation of today's webinar will be shared. It will be posted on our website in a few days' time. Where are we currently with the TMCH? So we're over 40,000 marks submitted to the TMCH, 40,592. About little over half of them is submitted for a single year, 44% is submitted for multiple years. We see that three quarters of all marks in the clearinghouse are registered by a TMCH agent. Agents are professionals who can assist you in submitting your mark and completing your domain name registration. And we have a very high verification rate, over 92% is verified. The clearinghouse has marks from over 107 countries, covering about 121 jurisdictions. And in total, the volume of years that are submitted to the clearinghouse is 112,871. Clearinghouse offers claims notifications. Claims notifications are sent out to trademark holders when a third party has registered the name matching their mark. Over 220,000 claims notifications have been sent out to date, and the ongoing notifications are similar notifications, but this is an additional service from the clearinghouse, which are being sent out after the mandated period by ICANN. And over 370,000 mark notifications have been sent out. Currently, we have a few sunrise periods active. The overview of the different sunrise periods can be viewed at sunrise.clearinghouse.org. There are about 11 TLDs which are currently accepting sunrise registrations, of which .gmbh, .ltd, .motorcycle, .home, .salon, etc. For a complete overview, you can visit, like I said, our website, sunrise.clearinghouse.org. And after this short introduction, I would like to hand over the word to Craig Schwartz, who will be introducing the TLD .insurance.
Thanks very much, Peter, and thanks to the Trademark Clearinghouse for giving FDLB Registry Services another opportunity to talk to stakeholders about our latest TLD offering, Dot Insurance. For those of you that are somewhat familiar with our company, we brought the Dot Bank TLD to market last May and have been really pleased so far with the uptake and adoption of that domain, and look forward to having a similar experience with Dot Insurance starting a little bit later this week. So the goals for today's webinar are pretty simple and straightforward: to understand more about the value of Dot Insurance and what makes it different from other internet web extensions, to get to know a bit about FTLD and how we operate, to understand the verification process, which can be complex if not understood properly and time-consuming. We'll also spend a little bit of time looking at some of the Dot Bank success stories, and then we have a page of resources with links we think will be helpful to you in understanding where to get additional information about Dot Insurance. Pictured here, as you can see, the internet financial world is changing. For those of you that are trademark attorneys or have clients that are big brands, you're well aware of the fact that the internet landscape is much different than it was just 18 months ago, and we, as FTLD, operate both Dot Bank and Dot Insurance. Lots of other choices out there for financial services companies, and as you can see in the blue shapes, quite a few brands have applied for their own top-level domains. So it can be a confusing landscape to navigate, and our thoughts and belief in bringing forward .bank and .insurance are that we've created a specialized and highly valuable place on the Internet for stakeholders in these spaces. Moving on to .insurance, and much like .bank, the word .insurance is instantly recognizable as being associated with insurance services and products. And we say that it is a trusted, verified, and more secure place online for those that choose to participate in the space. For big brands and other types of service providers, it's an opportunity to really be able to distinguish and market and enhance your brand online by being associated with such an instantly recognizable top-level domain like .insurance. And it's the integrity of our domains, which are based on the exclusivity of it and the security that are required, that we believe make it a valuable new extension in the Internet space. On the exclusivity comment, identity and legitimacy of eligibility are verified before domain names are awarded. I think we are probably one of the only, or one of the very few registry operators that verifies identity before we award domain names. And then we additionally have a host of mandatory security requirements that both our registrars, or our authorized retailers, as well as our domain name registrants, or those entities that register domain names, must agree to comply with in order to have a domain name resolve on the Internet in .insurance. Certainly it opens up much needed real estate online to enhance your brand. And one of the common pieces of feedback we've heard, both on the insurance side and on the banking side, is that it's just been incredibly hard to get highly desirable domain names or shorter domains, and that the .insurance domain gives an opportunity to a servicer to have a much shorter second-level domain than they were ever able to have in some of the other existing legacy domains. A little bit about our company, FTLD Registry Services, formed back in 2011 by insurance companies, banks, and financial services trade associations. We are owned, operated, and governed by the financial services sector, and thus we operate with the mentality more along the lines of a trade association than we do of a for-profit business. Although we are a for-profit entity here in the United States, our goal is to serve and protect the global financial services community, and specifically the banking and insurance sectors. So what's the status of .insurance? We start with our qualified launch program this Thursday at 0000 UTC time, which for anyone in the United States and the East Coast is 8 p.m. East Coast time. That first period is for our founding members that have registered their trademarks in the Trademark Clearinghouse. Then we move on to the mandated ICANN Sunrise period starting on May 9th, which is open to all eligible members of the community that have their marks in the clearinghouse. We'll then move on to a brief founders period, and that is when any eligible member of the global insurance community can register domain names that correspond to their trademark, trade name, or service mark. So during qualified launch and sunrise, it must be an exact match of your mark in the clearinghouse. During our founders and then general availability is when we move to the corresponding rule requirement. And if you're interested in seeing some examples of what corresponding means, on register.insurance/policies, you can look at our name selection policy. And at the back of that is a set of implementation guidelines that gives a non-exhaustive list of how you might structure your domain name if you're not going for an exact match of your brand. It's important to determine your eligibility period, and we know that most registrations will come during general availability starting on June 15. It's also important to understand that domains are initially awarded on a first-come, first-served basis in all these periods. So if getting a highly desirable domain name, one that might be sought by many different insurance providers or distributors, if you think that might happen, we do recommend that you get in early to and apply to have the best chance of securing your desired domain names. And there's certainly no use requirement with your domain names, but we hope that you do, and we also say that if you're going to use them eventually, that it's important to get in to secure what you'd like to have, and that way when you're ready to launch, they're available for your use. So what makes .insurance different from all of the other TLD offerings that are out there that now, and for that matter, the legacy domains that most are familiar with? And it's really centered in the strict requirements of the domain. So there's eligibility, that is who can register, what domains, and how can they be used, all guided by our policies that, again, are posted on our website, our register on eligibility policy, our name selection policy, our acceptable use and anti-abuse policies are all very specific, and that is to protect the integrity, again, of .insurance. We have mandatory verification and re-verification of eligibility. We do this either when the domain name is renewed or every 2 years, whichever comes first. So in a one-year registration, the renewal, the verification or the re-verification will happen when the domain name is renewed. For a five-year registration, there would be an initial verification at year one. There would be a re-verification at year three, and there would be a subsequent re-verification at year five when that domain name is renewed. We also have a host of security requirements. They are all spelled out on the security page of our website. Here are just a few highlights. Domain Name System Security Extensions, or DNSSEC, is a protocol that's been around for quite some time, and it's intended to ensure that when a Internet visitor is trying to get to your website and they type in www.tmch or trademark-clearinghouse.com, that they actually get to the Trademark Clearinghouse and are not redirected to someplace other than where they intended. Email authentication, another security requirement, effectively requires you to set a policy that defines how your email should be delivered or not delivered. And the policies are stored in the DNS. Big email delivery boxes such as Google and Microsoft and Yahoo all observe email authentication. And that way, if you set a policy, for example, that says, I do not send email from this domain, if one of those big mail delivery services was to see an email purporting to be from your web domain, they would know that it is fraudulent and they would not deliver it. So part of the value of email authentication is to stop a lot of the phishing and the spoofing that happens online. We also mandate strong encryption practices to ensure the integrity of communications over the Internet, so point-to-point encryption of those communications. Moving on to eligibility and name selection, these are the categories of entities that are eligible in .insurance. So we're talking about companies or carriers, agents, agencies, brokers, and brokerages. We also enable insurance trade associations. So if the Global Federation of Insurance Association wanted to have Jafia.insurance, we would be certainly happy to give that to them. We also enable service providers and insurance regulators to register domain names. These two categories are subject to FTLB board approval. And I'd like to speak to service providers just for a brief moment. And the reason that we enable them to participate in .insurance and likewise in .bank is for many financial services companies, they rely on third-party service providers to either provide parts of their online infrastructure or in some cases all of their online infrastructure, which might be their website domain. It could be the DNS or the domain name system resolution of their domain names or a variety of fraud and security type services. And given the role that they play in an insurer's ability to protect itself and its customers, we felt it was important to enable them to have domains in .insurance. Looking at name selection, and we already really covered this in a prior slide, again, during qualified launch and sunrise, domains need to be an exact match of your mark in the trademark clearinghouse. So if your mark is the best insurance company in Finland, then the only domain name you could get during sunrise is the best insurance company in Finland.insurance, which is a whole lot of letters. However, when we move into founders in general availability, the name selection policy is a bit more relaxed, and we say it must correspond to your trademark, trade name, or service mark, and that it must be in bona fide use in the jurisdiction of authorization. Let me speak to this for one moment, and it is different than what we did in .bank, if you're familiar with that TLD. What we found in practice is that some entities were going to jurisdictions where trademarks are given out very easily without proof of use in that jurisdiction, and then those entities were using those trademark registrations to register marks in the trademark clearinghouse and then register domain names in the then.bank Sunrise. And so what we're doing in .insurance to nip that little loophole in the bud, if you will, is to ensure that that the registrant actually has bona fide use in the jurisdiction of its authorization. So it couldn't go to another jurisdiction to get a trademark registration and then use that to get a domain name in .insurance unless it was authorized in that jurisdiction to provide its products or services. And I do want to spend a little bit of time on the verification process because it's something we found to be sometimes a bit complex to understand and certainly times challenging to complete. What we verify is the eligibility of the entity, and that's usually done with the regulator for the particular jurisdiction, that the registrant contact is a full-time employee of the entity, that the registrant contact is authorized by the entity to register domain names on its behalf, and that the domain names that they've applied for are compliant with our name selection policy. A key component to the verification is that the employment and authority are verified by a phone call via our registry verification agent, which is Symantec. And so there's a phone call that happens by Symantec to the registrant to verify the registrant contact is, again, a full-time employee and that they're authorized by the entity to register domain names on its behalf. That phone call almost always goes to the HR manager or the HR department or the registrant contacts manager. So during the registration process, the registrar that a registrant uses is required to collect a host of information aside from the typical registrant contact information. They will collect the HR manager's name, or they'll certainly at least attempt to do that, as well as their phone number, and the same for the registrant contacts manager. Verification can usually be completed in a matter of days. Sometimes we see it happen in a single day. And with the launch of .bank, because the volume just so far exceeded expectations, that we had a backlog of several months in performing those verifications. So it's important that the registrant is prepared to receive the phone call from Symantec and that they can provide the information requested in a timely manner. We get lots of questions about the cost of .insurance domain names, and just like every other registry operator, we're responsible only for setting the wholesale price. Registrars or our authorized retailers are responsible for setting their retail price, and that will be based upon a whole lot of variables, including other services that they offer, perhaps the number of domain names that are registered, and the number of registration terms. So we do encourage registrants to shop around, compare prices, be sure they understand the various fees and the various services that our registrars offer so they can make an informed decision about where to buy their domain names. I would expect that .insurance pricing will shake out pretty similarly to what we saw in .bank. And on the retail level, I would say the average price we saw was around US $1,000 per year per domain, up to about $1,500 or $1,600 per year per domain. Again, it really depends on the other types of services that are purchased from the registrar. So we thought it'd be useful to highlight a few of the .bank success stories, and hopefully we'll have similar news to share about .insurance a little bit later this year. But as you can see here, a number of banks have already migrated to a .bank domain. We've got detailed information about these particular banks and some others on our register.bank website. And what we're hearing common themes to be from the banks that we've talked to is that the migration was a lot easier than they expected, that it was far less expensive than they anticipated, and some have even said the most expensive part of the process was registering the domain names themselves and not the actual migration or the provisioning of services on a .bank domain. And overall, the feedback has been incredibly positive. We will soon be providing access on our register.bank webpage to identify all of the banks that have migrated, and we look forward to being able to share that information with interested stakeholders. So we're on to the last page of our deck today, which are resources. Again, lots of helpful links on where to find what you need to know in order to participate. Since the deck was created about a week ago and shared with Peter at the TMCH, we've also added a navigation button on the top of register.insurance. It's called Get Started, and it will take you to the pertinent information that you and or your clients will need to consider when registering for a .insurance domain name. We do encourage everyone to read our frequently asked questions document. It has a lot of great information, and we find that it answers just about every question we ever get asked, so please do look at that. We do have a PR tools page where we post our webinars and podcasts that we participate in, so I would anticipate that this TMCH webinar would get posted there sometime in the next few days, but we have had a couple already in April, and you can download the presentations and or the recordings there if you like. Certainly understand the timeline, the policies, and the requirements to know if you and or your clients are eligible, and if so, when they could register in .insurance. Be familiar with our reserve names so you don't spend a lot of time trying to pursue something that's not available. See our list of approved registrars, and I believe we're up to about 10 now in .insurance. I could be off by one since this morning, and we continue to add registrars as they move through the contracting and approval process with us. Of course, we provide a link to the Trademark Clearinghouse, and we do ask that you follow us on Twitter to stay abreast of information about .insurance launch and progress. And with that, I will turn the mic back over to our host, Peter.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you for sharing your insights and giving us more detail on the .insurance launch. Should anybody have any questions on the .insurance, please post the questions via chat. We did receive a notification from somebody saying that not all slides were moving. We were moving correctly, so I will remind you that we will share the presentation and also to all the attendees later this week. One final remark from our end while we're waiting for any possible questions. Up on the website is insurance.clearinghouse.org. You can find an overview of PMCH agents who are also supporting the .insurance launch. they can help anybody who wants to register their mark in the DMCH and wants to register a specific name in the insurance in a single as a single point of contact. And with that, if we don't see any questions, I think we can wrap up this webinar. Thank you, Craig, once again for sharing your TLD with us. And the Sunrise for Dog Insurance will launch next Monday, and we're hopeful that it will be a successful one.
Thank you, Peter.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.